A Grateful Heart by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Habakkuk 3, verses 17 and 18.
I had sent an update by email to our friends and family back home during one of our adoption trips. Things hadn't gone well, and one by one, I rattled off the list regarding our frustrations. Because the flight was late, we missed a connecting flight, had lost our luggage, didn't have water, discovered there might be delays with our son's passport causing us another week away from home, and we were facing the judge in the morning. This judge had purposely caused us grief on our first trip. I was being honest and desperately wanted prayer. I wasn't thinking too much about being grateful. The following day, I checked my emails. One of the precious ladies in my church, a grandmother to all, responded with these words, "Thankfulness, my daughter." Oh, I felt the sting of conviction. She wasn't in any way attempting to scold me, but rather gently reminding me that in all things, I should give thanks. There was so much to be thankful for. We had arrived safely in Ukraine, we had a change of clothes with us, we did have shelter, we had the internet, and we were that much closer to bringing our son home. There was an endless list of blessings. When we visited our son's orphanage, we often took small toys or games to play with the children. One day we took small rubber balls. We had so much fun playing with those kids bouncing those balls off the cement, the walls in our heads. Those cheap, bouncy balls were really no big deal for us, but to them, the gesture was huge. A look around their large, dormitory-style rooms revealed just how little they had. There were beds in the rooms and perhaps pictures they had drawn hanging on the walls. Occasionally you might see a toothbrush or an old, worn-out stuffed animal sitting on a bed. But there were no toys, or books, or chains of clothes and shoes. When we showed up with our little bag of stickers, bubbles, and rubber balls, you would have thought they hit the lottery. Not only were they grateful, they were extremely generous. They absolutely loved passing something out to everyone else and sharing what little they had. We realized the people there dealt with all of the inconveniences like the water being turned off every day of their lives. We brought more clothes in two suitcases than these people had in their entire wardrobe. We had the means to go to the grocery store down the street and buy whatever we needed. I was so intently looking at my circumstance and minor inconveniences that I was missing the abundant blessings all around us. My complaining spirit had successfully flooded out any gratefulness in my heart. Gratefulness shouldn't be a result in what we have to measure, but how we measure contentment in all circumstances.